USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An armed band was arrested Thursday night outside the Pennsylvania Convention Center as voting counts continued. Reports say he was planning to attack the location. Police say they were tipped off about a group of people from Virginia driving to the convention center in a Hummer with a possible plan to strike, WPVI reported. At about 10:50 p.m., a man inside a Vietnamese restaurant across from the center was taken into custody. Police recovered a weapon at the location and a Hummer. It's unclear if the man arrested is connected to the alleged attack plot. NBC News is reporting Defense Secretary Mark Esper has prepared a letter of resignation. The news outlet is crediting the story to three unnamed defense officials. Jonathan Hoffman, Assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs, says the NBC story is inaccurate and misleading. As Mr. Esper's tenure may or may not be coming to an end, Esper is helping members of Congress draft legislation that will strip names of Confederate leaders from military bases. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Sun newspaper in the United Kingdom is reporting Russian President Vladimir Putin is going to step down as the leader of Russia. Rumors are swirling that Putin, 68 years old, has Parkinson's disease. However, the president's staff have repeatedly played down rumors that he is paving the way for a political exit. And the Kremlin today insisted Putin was in excellent health and everything is fine with the president. A spokesman dismissed claims of Parkinson's disease as nonsense. The Unified Police Command declared a group of protesters in Portland on Thursday night an unlawful assembly and ordered them to disperse. Police said a group of about 60 people threw flares at a home. The home was damaged and one of its windows was broken. The Unified Command is made up of Oregon State Police, Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, and the Portland Police Bureau. On Wednesday night, authorities declared a riot and the Oregon National Guard was deployed. Many businesses and a church were vandalized. Police arrested 12 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Packers beat the 49ers 34-17 on Thursday Night Football, Week 9. Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers tells NFL.com, the 49ers are a different team this year.
Yeah, I mean, it was good for us. It was a different game. They're obviously depleted on both sides of the ball. They've had, probably one of the worst injury years I've seen in a long time. So it's not the same football team that we saw twice last year. But, they still have possibly the best middle linebacker in the game. And a lot of pride, and we went out and executed the way we expected to.
Green Bay holds a 12-3 record versus San Francisco in the regular season since 1996. NASCAR is coming down to the wire Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona for the season finale 500. Driver Jimmy Johnson reflects on his career.
I'm trying to right now, and I feel like if this year was as intended and COVID didn't happen, I would have a much deeper, richer experience. But I have had a great one, and being honored in so many ways at the various tracks, social media, and the fans reaching out. My partners and sponsors are doing neat things on social right now. NASCAR just did something recently. I'm seeing these things, and it is helping me take it in, and I'm finally allowing myself to do it. The time is right. So it's very meaningful. And I look back on these highlights, and I cannot believe it's me in that 48 car with that race team having all this success. It's been a wild journey.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.